You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. We're joined now by Karen, a member of the RNIB Connect Voices Network, to tell us about dating after divorce and meeting her current partner through volunteering. Hi Karen, how are you doing?
Hello, I'm fine, thank you.
So how did you find dating again after having a divorce and starting to live with sight loss?
I got divorced and then I got the operation and then got registered. So I did do some dates without the stick before I got the bravery to get the stick out and everything. We're in quite a transitional period of trying to date, you know, just after a divorce when you've lost your sight, and also all the issues that come with getting a divorce basically, because it's tough and you've got to move house and everything like that. And of course your life completely changes when you lose your sight. So then you decide, oh well, I'll stick my toes in the dating water. And then of course I'm 58 now, a bit younger then, but it's scary to meet all these blokes that you're not sure what they want and you're not sure what you want to give them. And then you've got to tell them that you can't see. And the looks, because I can see a little bit. Sometimes you go to a date, you've told them beforehand you can't see and they're okay. And other times you haven't told them and you rock up a date with a white stick and you get that look. I hate being able to see that look when people realise that I can't see. I think my last date I had before I gave up, he rocked up and he knew I couldn't see. And he said, how are you going to do paddleboarding then? And I'm like, I never said I wanted to do paddleboarding anyway. And he says, well, I like paddleboarding, I want to do it. And I'm like, well, and I have no interest in it anyway. So,
wow.
Yeah, so that's the kind of thing I was up against with the general people in this area.
Imagine having that confidence, like turning up to a first date and going, oh, well, you obviously were going to fall in love with my hobby.
that did put me off the online dating for life, really. It was like, what was the point? What was the point, you know?
Yeah, that sounds like so much newness. Not only were you dealing with coming back into dating when it changed with more online dating, but also dealing with sight loss and figuring out when to tell people or whether to tell people at all before a date that you had sight loss.
Yeah, that is it. And being older as well, because there's a sweet spot as well. Men can still pull younger women and still want families if they hadn't had families. And then you get the men that have had families, have got young children. My children by this time are grown. Some men at my age still have young children. And there's all that to deal with as well. And you're like, what do I want in a relationship? What do I want out of a relationship? I hadn't really addressed that. So I was really lucky when I found out about the RNIB and counselling. Because I first got the counselling for sight loss and my counsellor was so lovely. I worked with him unpicking everything that I needed, working out what I needed in a relationship, what I wanted in a relationship. I mean, I was married a long time. I was married 25 years. I raised 2 disabled kids. So I'd spent a lot of time being married and being a mother and I didn't really want to do that again. So I had to really work out who I wanted to be with, why I wanted to be with them and what I wanted out of a relationship. So we got there in the end. And I was just sort of chilling in that thing. And I decided to open my eyes to different kinds of volunteering. The lady in the next bed to me, when I was having my final operation, she was a radio presenter. She wasn't blind, but I got involved with her internet radio station. And then it went kaput. And then someone on Facebook said, why don't you try hospital radio? And I did. And I rocked up to there. And they were really, really kind to me. And one particular was really, really kind to me. And I ended up going down there every day that he was there. And he ended up training me to be a radio presenter. And well, I thought he was a really, really good friend, actually. COVID hit. And then I didn't see him for ages. And then he came back to the studio. And he sort of told me that he liked me. And we've gone on from there, really.
I guess especially developing a really nice friendship with someone who got to know you as a person and then for them to come and tell you they have feelings for you, that sounds really special.
It was lovely and it was totally unexpected because I really liked him as a friend. I wouldn't go into volunteering looking for anybody. I just went into volunteering because I just wanted to be on the radio and I wanted to do this show. And it took a lot of effort and a lot of fighting. Anyone that's got sight loss will know that even if you're in a volunteer job, people put up barriers and blockages. You have to fight your way through them all. And I did. And he was by my side every single time. And he knew me with sight loss. He didn't know me before sight loss. So he knew who I was because I didn't try to be anybody different. He got to know me, not the dating person, not the face date, you know, special person that you do. So we knew each other before we started dating, and we worked out what kind of relationship we wanted, and it's really working really well. We're 2 years in now. Because he's older, health issues come up, we've had to face them, and we face them together, and everything life chucks at us, it makes us stronger.
What advice would you have given yourself when you started adjusting to life with sight loss? You were not so long out of a divorce.
Look at what you want. Because I think I first thought when I tried these dating apps, I wanted someone to take me out and go out and about. But not every man wants to do that. We really got to find out what you want to do. So doing what you want to do will get you someone that wants to do what you want to do, rather than trying to pretend you're somebody you're different. You know, find out how you want to spend your time, and then you can hopefully find someone to share it with.
Thank you so much, Karen, for joining us on RNIV Connect Radio and telling us about your radio love story.
Thank you very much.